Welcome back, everybody. It's your time at Up on the EdUp Experience podcast, where we make education your business. Dr. Joe Sallustio here at Eleusian Live 2024. Only on one cup of coffee, but I'm talking fast. Jess Weston, our colleague, is out to try to grab me something to keep me fueled for the day. But I got somebody with me who I have no excuses because he had a 25-hour flight to get here, which was an absolute nightmare. He still got here, and today he looks fresh. So I don't know how you could get through a day like that and then come looking fresh the next day. The last time that happened to my colleague, Elvin Freitas, who, of course, is the co-founder of the EdUp Experience podcast, we had gone from New York to Doha, Qatar, and I got there in the morning, 8:30 in the morning, and whatever time zone is there, and I set up, and I'm starting to podcast, and Elvin doesn't show up. There's no Elvin. Where is Elvin? I get a call from him at 11:30, 12 o'clock in the morning in Doha, and he says, "Joe, dude, I slept in, man. I didn't even hear my alarm go off." Meanwhile, I'm slaving away in Doha, Qatar, interviewing people. So no excuses. We're going to keep it rolling today and keep the energy going. I've got a great CEO in front of me today of an edtech company that's doing amazing visual work for us. What does that mean? We're going to tell you in a second. Ladies and gentlemen. Here he is. He is Thomas Yella, CEO at Maze Map. Thomas, what's going on?
Thanks for that introduction. Oh, all good.
Yeah. 25-hour flight, man. This is not good.
There was a few delays, right? So normally it would be more like 16, 17.
And where'd you come from?
Trondheim, Norway.
From Norway. Oh, how many delays did you have?
Just one delay, but it was a bigger
Yikes!
One.
Yikes! We don't like delays around here, and we're not going to delay talking about Maze Map. Level set for us, Thomas. Talk to us about Maze Map. What is Maze Map? How long has it been around? Where did the company start?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Tell us the story.
Yes, I can. So it all actually started 10 years ago. And what we were doing is that we wanted to see how we could increase the student experience for new students at university. So what better way is there than to follow a new student around, right?
Yes.
So that's what we did. We followed a student for her first entire week. This girl was called Sina. At the end of the day, what we wanted to do was kind of like, okay, what is causing a negative student experience, right? And she was new to the town. She was new to the university. So basically, she had a lot of uncertainties, frustrations, and there was a list of problems that came out, right? Mm. But one of the top things was actually that Sina was going to visit 50, so that's 50 different places just in her first week.
50 in the first week?
Yes.
Outrageous!
That's a lot of places.
That's a lot of places. Then a lot of the time, actually, she couldn't find her ways around. She was stressed, frustrated, and lost a lot of time trying to find her ways around. Mm. And we kind of said, okay, we do think we can solve this problem. And basically, that's how we started off. And then we kind of went and said, okay, is there a market for this? Is Sydney the only one in the world having this problem, right? Mm.
Hard to believe.
Just at this first university, where there were 8,000 students. And then we started counting, okay, in the Western world, there's 80 million having the same challenges every single year.
Can't find where I'm going. Okay, I got to go to all these places in a very short period of time, and I can't find where I'm going. I get frustrated and maybe leave. Who knows, right? I mean, that's what happens.
That can also happen, yeah. Indeed. Yes.
So how does it work, Maze Map? Like, what? Tell me a little bit about the technology. So is it some kind of dynamic mapping system of some kind where I can... Can I search for something? Can it give me different layouts of maps? Maybe I am an athletic team. Can it give me a map to my game that day and leave other things out? Can you know how does it visually work?
Yeah, a good question. So where do I start? There's a
lot
of ways.
You want. You're the CEO. You can start wherever you want.
Bullseye.
You can definitely search for any points of interest on the campus, right? And that's the point. And you can see where it is. Also be taken there and the shortest route to how to get there, right? And we do enable different content for different users, right? So if you are a logged in users versus someone's not logged in, you will be able to have access to different content and see also different paths where you can walk, right?
Right.
So indeed there are...
Oh, so you can map walking paths.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's interesting.
So think of it like Google Maps, just not only outdoors, but also indoors, and where you have an interactive content and where the content is managed by the university and not by a third party like Google.
Okay, so I'm a university and I say in this building on the third floor in this classroom, this course is going to be happening. As a student, can I see into the building almost and see the floors of where I need to go with stairs and so on?
Yes, you can.
How do you do this? How do you map these buildings? Like, what do you do? Go take pictures of everything? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, so taking a picture would be one opportunity to do it, right?
You probably have a more advanced way of doing this, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah, so taking pictures would take way too long, right? Yeah. It doesn't scale too well, right? So what we do is that normally with the university, they have CAD files of their buildings.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is that we take those CAD files, which contain a lot of information, we don't need. So we pull that through our AI engine, that kind of pulls out the things we need, like the doors, stairs, walls.
Fire escape. You need all the fire routes and all that stuff too, right?
Yep, all those things. And then we keep those, building a data model, a 3D model of that. And then we kind of disregard the rest of the information.
Amazing!
How do you do? Are you an engineer? Like, did you just come up with the idea and have to go hire a bunch of engineers to make it work? Like, did you get sit in a garage somewhere and start mapping things? Like, how did this work?
Yeah, so yes, I am an engineer from the start on, but I had been fortunate to start 4 companies before MazeMap, so I've done this before. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, I told you we started off with this first university, right? And wanted to help this user. Then we kind of went to the market and say, okay, we want the solution to do a couple of things. We wanted you to be able to search for any room and see where it is. We want you to see your own position. And we want you to get a direction of where to go, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then we went to market and say, okay, what is there already? So what can we buy from third parties? Because when you start, you don't want to do everything yourselves, right?
Right.
You don't have a budget to doing all these things. And at that point in time, there was a few companies doing kind of indoor mapping at that point in time. I remember we have told kind of, we were bold and we kind of said, okay, we'll launch this for the fall, mm-hmm. Semester start in the fall, right? So we had 6 months runway to complete this, the first version of it, that is.
Yeah.
Then we kind of went to one of the mapping vendors back then and asked, okay, how long will it take us to, and what will it cost? And I said, it will take us 6 months to create maps for you. And I was kind of like, that's no way.
This is lunacy.
Yes, indeed. So, because they did it manually, so they sent the drawings then to India, and designers were sitting and doing that.
Yeah.
So we kind of like, there needs to be a better way. So then we started designing the first AI engine already 10 years ago, and that was before AI was like super popular like it is now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when people say AI, it's in the last couple of years, you're going, we've been doing it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the company is growing. I know this because I am hearing it more and more. You know, I interview a lot of people. So as they talk, I'll hear them talk about different technologies, and you know, I'll interview a school and then randomly I'll hear something, MazeMap or other companies out there. So I know that you're growing. Talk about the trajectory of your company, how you're helping higher education. What are you doing here at the conference? You know, start talking.
okay.
I got a lot of questions, Thomas.
Sure. So what we said when we set out, right? I told you that there's 8,000 students arriving at this first university and 80 million globally, right? So we set a kind of ambitious goal. We wanted to see if we can help 1 billion users.
1 billion.
1 billion.
With a B.
With a B.
1 billion users.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Keep going.
Nailed it.
I'll always have a sound effect ready, but that's a lot of people. How are you on your journey to that?
We are not on 1 billion yet, right?
Yes.
But we are growing quite rapidly. So I think it was 2 weeks ago, for the first time, we passed 1 million users just in 1 week.
Tell them like it is.
In 1 week?
In 1 week.
Wow.
In February and March, we were at approximately 3.5 million users.
Wow.
In those months. Yeah.
So you must be a happy CEO, or you're getting happier by the week, it sounds like.
It is. We're hoping to reach the 5 million milestone this year. That's still far from, from the billion, right? But then we have 10 million the next year, 20 and so forth. So, yeah.
What's the as you talk to institutions, what's the hesitancy for bringing in a company like MazeMap? Is it budgetary typically? Is it, well, we have a map, it's on PDF. We don't, right? Because that's typical. I see them. We have a PDF map. We don't need an interactive map. Maybe I don't have a sense that students are getting lost, and you have to prove that somehow to me. And then you go, well, okay, how are you going to prove that to me? There has to be an ROI. Your ROI for MazeMap is this is me just making this up, but it's probably around retention, where if I know students are finding where they're supposed to go, I'm literally don't have a student that can't find that where they're supposed to go that gets in their car and drives away from campus and doesn't pay their bill or doesn't go to class. They don't go to class this one time, they don't go to class the next time, and all of a sudden I have a withdrawal on my hands. So the ROI has to be in retention and keeping more students on campus if they know where to go. Tell me what I'm missing.
Yeah, so the ROI is a link to student experience, right? And making sure that those students that are there are happy users, yeah. Right? Or happy students. So and we see from surveys that many universities have done is that MazeMap rank quite high on the most important services in their daily lives, right? And that kind of links back
like
to
eating, eating and sleep, finding their dorms, finding their friends. I mean, there's really
yes.
important parts of it. Yeah.
You can think if you remember Google, they have this toothbrush test, right?
Yeah.
You use it every day.
Yeah.
And MazeMap is like that, right?
Yeah.
And that's also why we have quite high adoption and a high number of users, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's that part of it. The retention is quite important, and there is an ROI link to that. It's also actually not only for students but also for employees. So we see that many of our universities, they've done surveys with employees, and every time there is a use of MazeMap, an employee saves an average 3 minutes. So that also adds up, right? Because employees' time is also valuable time.
Right.
Yeah. So, and what's the hesitancy? Well, I guess sometimes this can be budget, right?
Right.
But other times it can be other priorities. They're implementing other projects. They're doing other stuff, right? And sometimes it's still, we have maps, right? We have those PDF maps. So you have to convince them that, okay, you have to. Kind of, we're in 2024 now.
Yeah, kids on a campus, if you're talking about people who are on a campus, there's an expectation that they can get on their phone and use the technology to find what they're doing. It is one of the hesitancies. Well, why don't they just use Google Maps? Well, Google Maps will get you around the campus maybe, but it won't get you inside the buildings and into where you need to, the student needs to go, right? Is that one of the biggest value propositions for MazeMap?
Correct. You're spot on, yeah. It is, right? So because if an average university maybe have 25,000 rooms or 20,000 rooms, right? And being able to search for those and see where they are, that's kind of the key.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that you can't get with Google.
So you have happy students that are using MazeMap. Do you get feedback loops? Do you have like a way for students to say whether they like MazeMap or what they want to see from MazeMap or the institution even?
Yes. And yes, of course. So we mostly have happy users, right? So and that's why we see that the majority of our users are also returning users, right? If we measure the number of users we had last week versus
right.
this week, right? So returning users. So the users are in general very happy, and in general are our customers as well, right?
Right.
So and that's why we're able to grow quite rapidly as well, because of the product.
Yeah. What are you looking for out of this conference? Connections, networking, helping understand the problems of higher education, and how MazeMap can fill the gap. Like, what are you doing here? What do you hope to take away?
Yeah. So for this conference, we're a partner with Ellucian. And we are integrating into Ellucian's products and services, especially one now is called Experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do is, well, the reason why I'm at this conference is, of course, meeting more customers, but also speaking a lot to different stakeholders in Ellucian and see how we together can elevate the user experience.
Epic.
It is all about the student experience, isn't it, right? The student is paying. They have to have a good experience to do it. You have to have the right technology because the student's going to expect some level of technology, but they got to know where to go. Like, they have to know where to go. There's, I can't overstate the importance of students who do get lost on campus, and then they don't end up where they're supposed to be. Their grade declines. They don't, you know, I think about a student who goes and pay their bill, that can't find where to actually pay their bill, who doesn't pay their bill. And the amount of time I have to spend now chasing that student down, trying to get them to pay their bill, and becomes a accounts receivable problem, when if they just knew where to go to pay, it wouldn't have been an issue, right? There's so much ROI in getting people to where they're supposed to be.
I agree.
What else do you want to say about MazeMap and your time here at the conference, about the company in general? Open microphone for you, Thomas.
Wow. I think for us, it's really important to learn more from the universities and our customers and see how we can increase our value proposition for our customers. So we started off with helping people finding rooms, but now we also set out to help them find resources.
Yeah.
So one of the things we're doing is, as an example, we're visualizing where there's available study rooms or meeting rooms for students at any point in time, right?
Right.
Like visual in a map. And right. you can do a search where you can search me and find me the closest study room or the desk or the meeting room.
Yeah.
So we're kind of innovating in terms of trying to make, so that information is available, right? But it's not always easily available to a
yes.
student, right? So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give the students a better overview of what type of resources are there. And when they do find that room on the map, just with one click being able to book that room.
You know, I have to tell you, at the university I work for, one of the most common pieces of feedback I get, and my role at my university is chief experience officer. So I get, we don't have enough study spaces on campus. And I go, well, here, it's here, there's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. Did you know this space? Oh, no, I didn't know any of those. And I go, you know, that is a real issue, is students expect space. It used to be that you would stay in your dorm if you were a residential student, I hear students don't stay in their dorms much anymore. They like to go to public places on campus to study. They like the library or study areas. That's going to be a huge innovation that I would encourage universities to take a good look at. It's been an honor to have you here, Thomas, and thanks for coming on, even though you probably have some serious jet lag right now, my friend. Did you enjoy it?
I absolutely enjoyed it, and thanks for having me.
Remember, everyone,
be excellent to each other.
You've just ed-upped.